Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Now, it's time to learn the biggest lines of the weekend. It's Better Bets with Oaklawn's Director of Sports Wagering, Zach Gillum. Oaklawn Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app.
Happy Friday, Zach. What's going on, man?
Happy Friday, gang. How's it going?
We're good. We're good. Excited for the weekend. We have been talking football because we just announced our countdown to kickoff lineup today, and I wanted to ask you about college football lines. I know you've got national championship odds up on the board. What about team totals? When do those typically come out?
They are on the board.
Okay.
There. So Arkansas is at 4.5.
Okay.
You know, some other teams that we would be talking about prior years, still this year, Alabama, 9.5. Any team in particular you're curious about?
Mostly just Arkansas. You have Arkansas yeah. State on the board?
Arkansas State is on the board. They are at 6.
Okay. 6. All right. Big expectations up in Jonesboro. Do have a returning quarterback who's very dynamic, so that makes sense. Yeah, that's just the 4.5, but then I'm also like, yeah, sounds about right. I mean, we're kind of assuming three non-conference wins. The Oklahoma State game is very much a flip of the coin game at best for Arkansas. And then do you find another, you know, an SEC win or two maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, and this when it posted, the over was about minus 155. It has dropped. It is now minus 129. So it's actually going the wrong direction.
I mean, I think – do you like 5 or 4 more?
Who?
You.
4. This is realistically – I think what they need to go for this year is that 4, and the ones that they lose not be embarrassing losses like at Missouri or Alabama. But if they get competitive, that's kind of a sign for the. That's I know we're talking more about lines and stuff, but more we get into football, I think that's the improvement. I think
you
would
think
be nice
4 and 8
see.
Is more likely than 5 and 7. That's what you're telling me.
With the schedule,
yeah,
and based off what we saw last year, and still. Who knows what's going on with the offensive line? I think that's fair. I think it's just going to be more of the competitive part. You got to think Petrino's first year there was – we got beat all the time.
Yeah.
But you could see what was coming.
Sure, I get that. But I'm like, if you win 4 games, that's an abject failure. Right?
I agree.
Petrino's going to steal 2 games on his own. I got him 6-6.
6-6?
6-6.
Going to a bowl?
6-6, you go to a bowl.
100%.
Yeah,
I do think 5-7 is very reasonable.
Yeah.
I think 6 is pretty ambitious, honestly. I wouldn't pick them necessarily to win a bowl game or go to a bowl game right now. But
last year, obviously, chastened you guys.
A bit.
11-1. You know, now he's backing off from 6.
Well, no, look, I
think you just
– you keep talking about that. Look, I had a game that was non-conference and a game that they rolled in, so that's the game I picked.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that other guys picked them to be – and most of the arguments were defensible. When you're looking at one-on-one matchups, individual games, it's not like you said, what do you think the record's going to be? The thing was, we went game by game, and you said, here's who this team is, who's here, they're playing, who's here.
Yeah.
And the only team that everybody was pretty much in agreement with was Alabama. And even last year, like, who knew about Alabama? What was it? They had a lot of guys, new guys. Arkansas had these guys that were established dudes offensively that just didn't – they didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
5 wins. I feel good about that.
Okay, so you're going over.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Okay, thanks.
Let's do it. 5.
What's Missouri on the line?
Missouri 8? Is at 9.
9.
How many teams have a lower win total at Oaklawn than Arkansas?
Vanderbilt.
Well, and I'm sorry there. And Missouri's actually 9.5.
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5. The over +115, under -143. Justin, to answer your question, I'll have to do a little more look. There's not going to be too many teams below that.
Can you give us Mississippi State and Vanderbilt because those are the obvious choices?
Yes, we can get those. Mississippi State currently at 4.5, and their over is +125. So they are thought of a little less than Arkansas right now. And then looking at Vandy, they are Vanderbilt at 3. So here we go. There's one lower. You found him, Justin.
Vanderbilt's at 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is Georgia at 11?
Georgia was 10.5 last check. Let me make sure that has not moved. Georgia, 10.5 is still the number.
Okay.
Okay. Who's there? They have a big non-con game, yeah? Don't they have a premier non-con
always,
game.
They always play somebody the first couple of
they
weeks.
They usually do.
Clemson or somebody like that.
And then I'm sure NFL stuff's on the board. What about anything Olympic expanding? I guess we're not quite there yet. We're still finishing up the trials this week, but anything new there?
So things have continued to add. Athletics, they added the 100-meter for men.
Okay.
Lyles is the favorite in that. He's plus 150.
Okay.
So as each week we've talked about, there's going to be some of these qualifiers start to get done and wrapped up or closer to being finished. You will see more ads. We got beach volleyball for men and women that have added to the board. Sweden, the favorite in the men's side, to win the gold. Cycling has been added to the road race time trial and then the road race for the women as well on the board. So a lot of the sports are across the board now coming up. Tennis is up. Carlos Alcaraz. He is at plus 140. Surfing is on the board.
Surfing.
Yes.
What about we were debating this week, Zach. Is breakdancing going to be on the board at Oakland, do you think?
Oh, that's a great question. We'll have to keep an eye out for it. I mean, if it is an Olympic sport, we are allowed to offer it. So,
well, if surfing is on the board, can you bet on a shark biting somebody's arm off?
I'll have to work on that prop.
That's a good prop.
Good prop bet.
A great prop bet.
Hey, what about the woman throwing the discus? Her name's Allman. She set a record last night. I was watching the Olympic trials from Hayward.
She's a discus thrower?
Discus thrower. Yeah. She won the discus last year in the Tokyo Olympics.
Okay.
She's amazing. Allman is her name, like Greg Allman. You know, yeah. She's probably
pretty stout.
Oh,
she's lean. She's like really, she's got an NBA body. Nice. I mean, yeah, she's physical, long. Yeah.
I would like to point out that going back to the football real quick here, Georgia's the first pick at plus 275. Then Texas is fourth at plus 900. Alabama fifth, plus 1,100. Ole Miss is sixth at plus 1,700. LSU plus 2,000 is next. So
we play all them
this
year?
Just in, the SEC's pretty loaded. Not Georgia, thank God. Not Alabama this year either, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No Alabama.
Right.
So,
that's
but
right.
You got Texas, Ole Miss, LSU. So not an easy – and Tennessee's at plus 5,000, so they're one of the top 15 too. So, anyway, not going to be easy.
Yeah, and not too far behind them. Odds are high, but Missouri is 61, as is Texas A&M. Oklahoma at 80-1, so – A lot of stacked SEC teams. In fact, we do have a market on the board for the conference to win the championship. SEC is right now minus 175, the favorite in that. Big Ten at plus 150. And then, no surprise, big jump up after that. The ACC is 11-1. Any other conference, 21-1.
Yikes.
Ohio State is not winning the national championship. I'd take Georgia over them right now in a walk. Because they're soft. They're Charmin soft.
Uh-oh.
And Georgia's a lot of things, but they're not soft.
We're all just like,
I guess we do need to mention Michigan for you. There we go.
Thank you.
We don't have a quarterback, so we're not going to win this year, but we are going to beat some people up,
surely,
which will be fun.
Is that really all y'all lost? Or y'all lost a lot more?
We lost like 13 guys that were drafted.
Were both your running backs gone? Quorum's gone. Is the other kid?
Edwards is back.
I love Edwards.
And we got some other dudes. And we got the best tight end in the country in Colson Loveland. So,
Edwards was the best pick on the over-under on yardage last year in the championship game. He was like 30 yards. I was like, this dude's a freak. And he had 30 yards on one run.
Well, they had the best offensive line, hands down.
That helps.
They lost like five of those guys. But the guys that are back are all third, fourth, fifth-year guys.
So they know how it's done.
They played.
Yeah.
So they'll be okay.
Yeah. That was my favorite part.
Here's a market that might interest you then. We do have to make the college football playoff. It has expanded this year. It will be 12 teams.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan minus 125. So not quite even money, but pretty close to it. I imagine once the season gets going, those odds will probably just continue to drop.
Georgia, if we can find a way to complete 10 passes a game, we got a shot. But I don't know that this guy can complete 6 passes a game.
Your running back might run for 2,000 yards too.
He might need to. So that's it.
Zach, what's Oklahoma State look like? You got time to take a peek at them?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oklahoma State, you looking for their season total?
Yeah.
8.5.
Yep. Oklahoma State currently, there they are. They are 7.5, but the over is minus 200, so pretty heavy on that. I would not be surprised to see it move to 8.
Arkansas is getting them at a good time of year, too, because they're usually lousy at the first half. I mean, Justin's UCA boys had them beaten, and Stillwater should have beaten them.
Yeah, had them in trouble for
couple
sure.
A couple of bad calls, but yeah.
They did get hosed on
they
one
got
for
a
sure.
Quarterback back for his 12th year, Alan Bowman. His grandkids will be at the game watching Pops.
Zach, anything else we need to hit?
We do have NBA on the board. I know it just finished. Celtics, your favorite next year, plus 300. Nuggets are at 700. College women's and men's on the board as well for the future odds. Major League Baseball in the swing of things, getting close to the All-Star break. So you'll want to check those out. Right now the Dodgers are the favorites to win it at plus 300. Yankees at 475. UFC 303 coming up this weekend. So that is on the board. And then mark down on your calendars, we will be having a watch party for 304. That is July 27th, so about a month away from now. So a lot going on, even though this is the slower time of the year for sports. The futures, as we've talked about, very deep. I'll pull some fun stuff we can talk about for the NFL next week because there are a plethora of markets up, whether it's player props, team props, or games. There are games on the board as well for the NFL.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Listen, appreciate you, Zach. Thanks to our friends at Oaklawn, and we will check in next week.
Y'all have a great weekend.